Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited to be with you tonight. We want to invite you to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, your pen, and your paper. Open up your hearts and your minds to hear and receive the gospel truth. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond to lead us in our opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for this day. We thank you for what this day represents, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your precious suffering. We thank you for how you rose again. We thank you how you gave us life. We thank you for how you've given us peace. We thank you for that joy, for that love, and for strength. We pray that you continue to have your way. Pour out of your spirit tonight. Send that anointing. Take full control of this broadcast. We pray that you speak to our souls. Speak to our minds. Let your blood cover today. Bind the works of Satan. Cast him out today, O Lord. Oh, my God, we want you to move in a miraculous way. Prove yourself the more. Save souls. Give people a mind to come to the place of worship, the place where they can pray and seek the Lord for their soul salvation. Help today, Lord. We want you to continue to touch the hearts and minds. Touch those who are here today. We pray that you bless them the more, that you will save to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, have your way, O Lord. Your will be done, Lord, not our will. Let our will prosper today, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, to do your will, to speak your word. Help us, Jesus. We're looking to you today, the author and the finisher of our faith. Our trust is in you. No other help we know. We're down here waiting, O Lord. Come to our rescue. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Save souls today. Have mercy on them, O Lord. Teach them thy way. Help them to give up, O Lord. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them to run for their lives. Help them today, Jesus. Break up the stony heart. Take control. Speak to them, O Lord. Help them, Jesus, to give themselves unto thee. We want you to move, Jesus. Move the more, O Lord. Manifest yourself the more in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we're down here waiting. We're looking to you, Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. Our hope and our trust is in you. We know there's no failure in you, but we trust you, oh, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you for meeting us here today. We thank you, oh Lord, for sending your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing today. We thank you for your presence. Thank you for how you touched the souls. Thank you for how you blessed on the day, oh Lord. For how you encouraged the souls. We thank you for how you're moving. We thank you, Lord, for the moving of your spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Healed and delivered, that their sins may be forgiven in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you, oh, Lord. Pray that you continue to go with us, stand by us, ever lead us on the victory. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that beautiful opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 122nd number of Psalms. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 122nd number of Psalms.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And we want to thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. And 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice. Title One School. If you would like to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, where God is moving in a great and mighty way at 12 o'clock each weekday, you can go to 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And I'm going to read the names of the souls on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Dr. Albert Tolbert, for Brother Steady Carr, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmonds Sr., Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda Kasanga, Ventria Blackshear, Jermaine Shirley and Tawana Donaldson, Darla Merrill, Nabellis, Ronald Edmond, Terrell Allen, DeVries Gordon and Anderson family, Sister White and her family, and all of the Breeze family, souls in your prayers, and anyone who is requesting prayer. And at this time, those are all the announcements that I have. So I'm going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, that she may sing unto the Lord.
Praise God. Thank God for another opportunity to do something for the Lord. I tell you, God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. Yes, I'm kind of stirred up. Amen. My soul is on fire. Hallelujah. I feel like Jeremiah. Hallelujah. When Jeremiah said, I will speak no more in his name. Yes. But fire got behind Jeremiah. He began to burn down on the inside. Yes. And he said, it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. And I just can't stay. I got to get up and tell somebody what thus saith the Lord. I got to get up and be about my Father's business. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, my God. Woo! Woo!
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't get up for this, but I tell you, God, he's good.
Yes, he is.
I'm going to attempt to sing this song, but y'all forgive me. Excuse me. Hallelujah. For I like God here in this way. Yes, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Oh, God is so worthy tonight.
Yes, he is.
He's worthy to be praised.
Amen.
It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. If you stand your test, he'll open up the window, pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. If you stand your test, open up the window. He'll pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. I've been through the fire and I've been through the flood. Thank God I'm covered by his blood. He'll open up the window. He'll pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Oh, it's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. If you stand your test, he'll open up the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. It's your season to be blessed. I made you a promise. If you stood your test, he'll open up the window. Pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. I'm blessed going out, and I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed in the city, and I'm blessed in the field. He'll open up the window. Pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Oh, it's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. If you stand your test, he'll open up the window, pour you out a blessing. It's your season. 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 It's your season to be blessed.
Yeah. It's your season to be blessed. Thank God for his anointing. And I just want to say to you, Cindy, you just have to let the Lord have his way.
That's right. Amen.
God is just moving and moving on you. You just go ahead,
yeah.
Go ahead on and let him have his way.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord because of all these blessings that God
yeah.
has in store. Hallelujah. Woo, glory
yes.
to the Lord. His anointing is so strong in the
yes.
building. His anointing is strong on this broadcast. And I
yes.
feel the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's
yes.
your season. It's my season to be blessed. And the
Amen.
Blessings are just coming down. The windows of heaven are open, and the
oh,
blessings
yes.
are coming down. Oh,
yes.
praise God. Hallelujah. Yes.
Praise him.
Praise the name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory
yes.
be to God. He's just going to have to let him have his way. Whatever he
Amen.
Wants to do,
right.
whichever
right.
way he wants to take us, we're just
yes.
going to have to do it.
Amen.
Amen. I just thank God for the Gospel 2 broadcast. Thank God for everybody listening.
And I'm Amen. Praying that God is blessing you just as much. And I
yes.
want you to know that it's your season to be blessed. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm excited. Oh, I'm just so happy down in my sanctified soul. Oh, glory to God. And I just want to say to you, get ready for the word of God. We don't
yes.
know which way God's going to move. But just get ready so you found the Lord. God bless. I'm going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Everybody,
oh,
praise the Lord.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Everybody,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
And the rocks
rent. Glory, hallelujah. The rocks broke, my Lord. And the Bible said, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. The saints that were sleeping, they got up when this happened. Hallelujah. And they walked the streets. Glory to God. The 53rd verse said, came out of the grave after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And skipping over to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, and beginning with verse 1, end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him that the keepers did shake, came as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. Praise the Lord. My title tonight, he is risen as he said. Jesus has risen just as he said he would. He said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again. Now, those who were ignorant, they thought he was talking about the temple. It took 32 years to build this temple. And he's saying he's going to raise it back up in 3 days. But that was not what Jesus was talking about. And I want to show you, that's what a carnal mind will get you. Hallelujah. They don't understand the Spirit of God. Their minds is carnal. And so they will take things and turn it around. Glory to God. But that's not what Jesus was talking about. He was talking about his body as the temple of the Holy Ghost. Our body is our temple. Glory to God. And so Jesus was saying, destroy this whole body. I'll raise it up again. And that's just what happened. They crucified him. But when they crucified him, glory to God, somebody said, truly, this was the Son of God. It was God's Son that got up out of the ground. It was God's Son that laid down his life for a sinner and a wretch like you and I. Somebody that did not deserve, hallelujah, we should have been the ones that was suffering. We should have been the ones that died and hung on that cross. But Jesus, as I forestated, his amazing grace took our place, the place we should have been. Jesus took it for us. Glory to God. Truly, this was the Son of God. It was God's Son who came down and gave his life for a sinner and a wretch like you and I. It Nazareth and cast thee in forgetfulness. It was God's Son, hallelujah, that filled us with the Holy Ghost. It was God's Son that healed our bodies. It was God's Son that changed our mind. Hallelujah. He made something brand new. We were restless and sinners undone. We were right wallowing around in sin and shame. But Jesus, he came all the way down just to die for a sinner and a wretch like you and I. And I'm glad about it tonight. I'm glad about Jesus giving his life. But the Bible says, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. That angel sat upon that stone. After he rolled back the stone, was like lightning, glory to God, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake, even the keepers, when they saw the angel and the countenance of the angel like lightning and his raiment like snow. The keepers began to be fearful, and they began to shake and became as dead men. Hallelujah. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. That angel to tell Mary Magdalene, I know that you're seeking Jesus of Nazareth, but he's not here. He's not here. He is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Hallelujah. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. Glory to God. He is alive. He's alive today. He's not dead. He's not dead, as they said, but he is alive. He's risen. He's gone. Hallelujah. He's not here. You're looking for the dead, amongst the dead, but Jesus, he's gone. He's gone back to his Father. Hallelujah. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive in me today. I feel his presence. Hallelujah. God, I said God has taken his Son back home. Glory to God. Jesus is no longer in that grave. As promised, saying, he's not there.
No, he's not.
Go down there if you want to. Search and look all around if you want to.
All right.
He's not there. He is risen, just like he said. And I'm glad about it today. I'm glad that Jesus rose from the dead. I'm glad he didn't stay down there. If he had stayed down there, you and I wouldn't be here today. But God did just what he said he would do. And Jesus gave his life. And I'm glad about this today. Church and listeners, if you don't know Jesus, you should get to know him. Because he is alive. He's living. And he lives in us. He's living with his Father in heaven. He is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And he's coming back. He's coming back for every born again believer in Christ, for everyone that loves him and loves his appearing. He's coming back to take us away. He's coming back to take us home. He's coming back. He's coming back for his bride. I want to be ready. I don't know about you, but
yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I want to be ready. Hallelujah. When he comes, that's why I'm running. I'm running for my life. Praying, fasting, and running for my life. I want to be saved in the end. Glory to God. I want to be like a bride that has adorned herself for the coming bridegroom. Glory to God. I don't want any spots. I don't want any wrinkles. I don't want any blemishes. Glory to God. I'm praying, calling on Jesus, drawing nigh up to the Lord that he may make me the way I should be. Glory to God. Make me. Shake me. Anoint me. Glory to God. Make me the way you want me to be. I don't care. Whatever you want to do, do to me, Lord. Just make me and fix me the way you want me to be. So I can make it into that city that you have prepared for me. And not for me only, but for everyone that loves his appeal. At this time, if there's anyone out there that don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, you can get to know him on today. Just repent of your sins. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. Acknowledge that you are a sinner and that you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And when you humble yourself like that, God will touch your heart. He will help you to open up your heart, break up that stony heart, and let Jesus come into your life. As we bow our heads for a word of prayer, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come before your presence. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you stretch out your mighty hand, that you will touch the souls of men, touch every listener, touch every soul that don't know you in the pardon of their sin. Have mercy tonight. Step forth your hand. Touch the soul. Touch the mind. Touch the heart. In the name of Jesus, touch somebody. Can give up their way. Help somebody to believe on you as your sister has said. Help somebody to seek after you, to ruffle their mind, that they may be saved and delivered from their sins. In the name of Jesus, look upon those that may have gotten weak by the wayside. Touch them, O Lord. Give them strength. Help them to hold out. Help them to press their way. Help them to trust in you and take you at your word. Look on those that need healing. Touch their bodies right now. Heal and deliver. Forgive sins. Blot out of transgressions. Have mercy tonight. Have mercy, O Lord. Praise to the uttermost. Praise to the uttermost. Help somebody. Help tonight, Lord. Somebody is in trouble. Somebody got a troubled mind. Somebody needs a right mind. Somebody needs stop by here. Come in the room, Lord. Send deliverance. Deliver the light. In the name of Jesus, we believe your word. We believe you tonight. And we thank you. We thank you for how you blessed us on this day. We thank you, Lord, for this resurrection day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to the name of the Lord. Your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is to be exalted. Help us to exalt your name. Help us to lift you up and tell of your goodness. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, O Lord. We thank you for everything that you have done, for how you have blessed and made a way for this ministry. We thank you for what you're doing. We pray that you will continue to bless us. Most of all, continue to bless and save, heal and deliver, convert the souls. Help them, O Lord, to sanctify themselves and to give their entire life to you, to live for you. We believe your word today, and we thank you in faith. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you are going to do. We thank you. We don't say it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Message. I just thank the Lord for his anointing and for the moving of his spirit. Praise God, and how Jesus went up on that cross as he said, told his disciples he would rise the third day, and he did just what he said he would do. And of course, the enemy was trying to stop Jesus from dying on the cross, and they were trying to get him to even come down off the cross. There was somebody next to him saying, save us, save yourself, get down off the cross. That was the enemy trying to interfere with our salvation. But he is risen as he said, and he's alive today. Oh, praise be to God. And because he is alive, we have life. I just thank you, Lord. I truly enjoyed this message. And tonight, want to encourage you, Evangelist May, to continue to preach the word of God and allow God to use you continually. And I thank the Lord for all of you who are listening. I encourage you to take the word of God in for yourself and live by it every day. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists who are on the broadcast and any other clergy who may be on the broadcast. You're welcome to have remarks at this time. God bless you.
God sent his son
They called him Jesus. He came to save, heal and forgive. He bled and died just to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell saying he is risen as he said. And truly, Jesus, he got up from the grave just as he said he would. And I thought about how they found themselves looking for him on the third day. And Jesus, he knew that they wouldn't believe. So the angel, he stayed there to retell them the message. He is not here. He is risen as he said. I truly, truly enjoyed this anointed message, this anointed broadcast. Just want to say to Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God.
On this evening, let it up. Yes. He is risen as he said. Amen. I thank God for the word of God. I tell you, God, he's good. Amen. And if he rose in your soul, amen, you know that he is alive. Amen. Because you will feel his spirit moving down on the inside. Yes. You can't get away from it. You can't get around it. It's just moving all down on the inside. Hey, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I thank God tonight for the word of God. Thank God for services all day. How God began to come in and meet us this morning and came in to meet us again tonight. Amen. You that are listening, amen. I hope that you take the word of God in. Amen. Apply it unto your life. Live by it. And you will be saved. Amen. Pray, my sister, in the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Any other prayers you want to mind? Praise God. Jesus, thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations. I'm just so happy and excited for what the Lord is doing and how he's blessing. And, I mean, I just feel like praising God. I don't know about anyone else, but it's just so it's a blessing indeed to just recognize what the Lord has done. And it's like the disciples, they didn't really take him at his word. He said it, but they didn't really take him at his word. So this is something we got to learn to do. When God says he's getting at his word, just believe it and receive it and watch God work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this time we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of our evangelists and all of the remarks and for this broadcast on tonight and for all of the listeners. We thank you for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast on tonight. We encourage you to continue to listen in on this broadcast, and we want to say if you'd like to come and be with us in the service, we are here on Sunday mornings at 12 p.m. at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. So if you're anywhere near here and you'd like to come and be with us in the service, feel free to do so. That number again is 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We would be glad to have you. And we think there anything else? Anyone else? If not, we thank the Lord once again for this broadcast. We intend to be back again at 7 p.m. on Tuesday night, Lord willing. And we hope to meet with you again at that time. At this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. Good night. Thank you.